Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's good to be back on Blog Talk Radio again, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. Just invite all your friends and your family to get on and listen. And just hit the share button and the like button for us if you don't care, and that'll get the gospel out to more people. We need to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out. Time's running out, and we need to be telling people about Jesus and getting them saved and ready to go to heaven. And all the Facebook listeners can just put their comments, their praise reports, or their prayer report or prayer request in the comments below, and we'll get with them and we'll pray over them, help you pray over them. So just get on in here with us and join us tonight and praise and worship the Lord with us. And, you know, we got a lot to praise the Lord for. He woke us up this morning. We're breathing. And we're doing a lot better than some people are doing. So we got a lot to praise the Lord for. He loved us so much that he died on the cross to save us from our sins. And I mean, that's enough to praise him for right there. But we're going to be coming out of 2 Chronicles 7:14, if you want to follow along with us. And it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. I've been seeing a lot of people putting it out on the internet that we need to pray for this land to be healed. But right here in 2 Chronicles 7:14, the first part of it tells us our requirements, what we need to be doing before the Lord will heal this land. And I'm just going to go through a few of them here. And right here, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, we got to come humble before the Lord just like a little child. And we got to seek the Lord's face. Right here, let me find it here. Right here in Jeremiah 29:13, it says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. We got to come before the Lord sincere and humble. And we got to seek his face. We can't play around. We got to really mean what we say. And I was looking at another scripture here about turning from our wicked ways. You know, if we call ourselves Christians and we're not obeying the word of God because we're not testifying or lifting our hands to praise and worship the Lord, doing everything that the Bible tells us to do, to pray, to read, to fast, then we're sinning. because we're not following the Word of God. And the Bible says in James 4:17, it says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So right there tells you why the land has not been healed. We've got to get our priorities right and do what the Word of God tells us to do. And then it says on down here, then will I hear from heaven. That's after we do all that He requires us to do, and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So we're going to get Tim to come around and sing a few songs, 3 or 4 songs, and then we're going to get the ones on here that are on here tonight. Just pray for our pastor tonight. He's trying to get rested up. He's been preaching for several days. I know he's been going for 5 days, but I know there's more days that he's been going than that. I just couldn't remember just how many, but he's been preaching every night, so he's pretty exhausted. So just lift him up to the Lord, and he'll be back on with us soon. And I'm going to get Tim to come around and obey the Lord, and you guys just worship the Lord with us. We believe God's wanting to do some great and mighty things here tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
America. Well, I'm going to start it over. You know, this song right here, it was written where it says, America has strayed so far away, where I've changed the words to it, and I say, this world. And that's usually how I started singing it now, because, you know, this is worldwide, so I quit singing, America has turned back to God, you know. So here we go. This world has strayed so far away. We've forgotten how to worship. We've forgotten how to pray. That there's still hope, my friend, on this earth we trod. Let's seek out the old path. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's come back to God. Let's learn to trust the power that gives Him back our heart. Our building green is the only way. Let's turn back to God. My Jesus said before He went away, I'm leaving now, but I'll return someday. If we expect to go with Him to the land where angels talk, we better get our hearts right and let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's learn to trust the power and give Him back our hearts. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn back to God. It's the only way we can be saved. Let's turn back to God. Let's turn across the power and give Him back our heart. I'll tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God. I tell you, friend, it's the only way. Let's turn back to God.
Praise the Lord. Let's turn back to God. He's going to save us.
Christian life, the red cross
and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. And I'm being a solid lie. We're just doing right in our own time. Christians, we're not doing our part. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any heart. We're just getting used to the dark. Things all around us, yet we don't think the world's really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burdened for the tender man. Won't give our brother a helping hand. It's time to show the world a little spark instead of getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any heart. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any heart. We're just getting used to the dark. Getting used to the dark. I've tasted many waters. I've felt a lot of things. Searching for one that would bring lasting peace. Those worldly new ways only brought a bitter flood. But I found what I needed, and I saw the blessed. I'll take the old stream that flows off the mountain. Sweet Calvary's fountain that makes sinners clean. God has tasted, it's been faithful, never failing to redeem. You can have the new rivers, I'll take the old stream. Today's modern thinkers do not want to hear about them, stand right on our Savior so near. Their souls been denied in their teachings today, but I'm not ashamed to say it, but that's the only way. I'll take the old stream that flows off the mountain, sweet Calvary's fountain that makes sinners clean. By the grace that it's been faithful, never failing to redeem. You can have the new river, I'll take the old stream. By the grace that it's been faithful, never failing to redeem. You can have the new river, I'll take the old stream.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you all day, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are living in the final hour. Can't you see the time is almost gone? There's a build up on the grain, just laying there on the ground, and there's so much work to be done. What's going to Jesus? Tell me what's going to do. How many gospel men on you? You gotta tell them the truth, sir, that we're living in the final hour. Mercy's door open, coming now. So we must work right now. There is one. It's so plain to see the sun is going down. And the blood still flows from the north and the south and the east and the west, baby, bring them in. Tell me what you're going to do, sir. Tell me what you're going to do. How many times don't hit on you? You got to tell them the truth, sir. That we're living in the final hour. But he's sure closing and coming out. You gotta tell them about Jesus. You gotta tell them about the Lord. He's the only way. He's the only door. You gotta tell them the truth, sir. That they're living in the final hour. But he's sure closing and coming out. Mercy's door is closing, coming out. Mercy's door is closing, coming out. Mercy's door is closing, coming out.
Amen. Mercy's door is closing. Come in now.
Amen.
A lot of people Amen. That we're dealing with that need to obey God and need to just fall on their knees and ask God to forgive them and to come into their hearts. And there's only one way to do that, and that's living for Jesus. That's the only way that we're going to make it into heaven. So, see that we've got two callers in here now. 706, come on in and tell where you are and who you are.
This is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Bornell Full Gospel Church. How y'all doing?
Praise the Lord.
Oh, we're blessed. We are blessed.
Amen.
Let me get the caller in, Brother Billy, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
205, come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
It's Brother James Miles from Detroit, Alabama.
Praise the Lord. Brother Billy, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Now, first of all, I want to start out saying I praise the Lord and give him all the glory, for he's worthy of all the praises.
Amen.
And he woke us up this morning. He didn't have to, but praise God he made it, that we'd make it through another day.
Amen.
You know, praise God. And he keeps his hands on his people. He keeps us fed. He keeps us roof over our head. He keeps his clothes on their back, and we don't understand sometimes how he does it, but hey, it's his time, not ours, you know, praise God. We're reading right here, coming out of the second Chronicles 7:14. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. You know, praise God, he's about three things. You know that there are three or four things that he's asking you to do before he could even do that. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, There's a lot of them called by this name and by that name, but if you're not called by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, them other names ain't going to help. And when they call the Sunday morning church books out and they call the rogue, you know, that ain't going to work to get into heaven because he got his own book up there, praise God. And your name is going to have to be in there before you get there, praise God. Because, you know, he says, you got to humble yourselves. And that's what a lot of this generation today, and a lot of people are just got, they just don't know how to humble themselves, and they will not humble themselves. And it said, you know, another that goes on to seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. And, you know, this whole world is getting more and more like Sodom and Gomorrah every day, but all the people got to do is wake up and look around and see that the God is the only one that's holding this thing together. God is the only one that can do anything for them, but people just won't wake out of their sleep, you know, Sister Betty. They just want to sleep and slumber, even in church. They look like these zombies in church. They like dead men walking in churches, you know. They won't smile. They won't salute one another, hug one another's neck. And they sure won't even lift their hands to praise their God, you know. And that's not pleasing to him. You know, they sat there like a log on a stump, you know. It's all dried up and everything. Then they look at you like, don't even speak to me. But that's not God's love. He said, we got to seek his face. Turn from our wicked ways. And then we'll I hear from heaven and we'll forgive their sins and will heal their land. And that right there, to heal our land, that means a whole lot right now. You know, just look at our land, how nobody, it seems like there's land that you can't even plant a garden no more without it burning up. But, you know, we got to, because he said I'd rain on the just and the just alike. But, you know, praise God, like I said earlier, he makes a way to feed us and then to clothe us and just like he did Elijah by the brook, praise God. The raven come by and give him his meat every day, you know. And that's what God does. We get fed somehow or another. We don't know, but, you know. But if we want to be called his children, we got to do what he says, asking us to do. And he ain't going to ask us not to do nothing that we can't do. We need to get up in church and walk around praising God and start when you hit the ground outside. It should be anointed ground when your feet hit it. Because Moses said you're standing on holy ground, praise God, when he was on the mountain. And praise Amen. God, he said you're standing on holy ground. And wherever you go to church out, you know, that ought to be holy ground. It is where I go because, you know, we lay hands on the doorknobs, we lay hands on, we rub, put oil above the door, and we put oil on everything, the benches and everything, and the chairs now. We used to do the benches, but we got chairs now, praise God, and we would pray all over everything, even the bathrooms, and we'd go out there and sprinkle a little oil in the yard, you know, praise God, because that is holy ground right there, and it should be respected as a holy ground. And when you can step out onto that holy ground out of your car, praise God, you are to feel the anointing when it hits you, praise God. Then you can go into church, praise God, praising and lifting hands up and glorifying God, praise God. Some of them, you know, they just, I always heard my pastor I used to have said that they had just enough the Holy Ghost to make a meal, to make them mad. And they say, what about that? Well, you know, if you got the Holy Ghost and if you don't use it, it's going to come out some way or another. If it has to make you mad to get it to do that, you know. They just be ill, you know. They got just enough to make them ill. Why is that? Because they're disobeying God with what he give them. They're not happy because God ain't happy with them. But, you know, he plainly said, you know, we got to turn away from our wicked ways, Sister Beth. And we got to do not just for a day or two, praise God. It ain't that hard to serve the Lord. I've been doing it nearly 40 years now, praise God. And that's a long time, you say, but if God ever took you to heaven, but, you know, he's never took me there, but he showed me dreams. The dreams what heaven is all about. And he also showed me visions of what hell's all about. And I don't want to go there, praise God. I don't want to be tormented day and night, praise God. I want to go where I can walk barefooted on the street of gold, praise God, and look and see the loved ones that's gone on before. And most of all, you know, that way, then I want to meet the one. Then I want to shake hands or hug his neck. I don't know, like that song, I can only imagine what I'm going to do when I get there. The one that died for me, praise God. The one that gave his life for me, praise God. And all he asks is in return, praise God, is just to humble ourselves a little bit and turn away from our wicked ways. That ain't too much to do. I thought I was a mighty big man, but you know, but when I come to the Lord, got a hold of my heart, that was the easiest thing that I ever did, praise God. And praise God, I've been set free ever since. Oh, yeah. Praise God. If you're a child of God, you're going to go through something. But, hey, we got the Lord helping us with our battle and fighting our battle. And we don't have to drag our feet, and we don't have to put this away. And, you know, we don't have to do a lot of things. We just don't want them no more, praise God.
Amen.
If you truly and got Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you do not have to give it up. You just don't want it no more. As simple as that. It will save you a lot of money, because I spend a lot of money on stuff trying to get some relief. Never could. But, you know, until the Lord come in that night, and I ain't been the same since, you know, the Holy Ghost has got my mind. There's a song like that, you know, the Holy Ghost got my mind. Lord, that's true. They said it was me. And, but you know one thing, you know, Sister Betty, that if we can turn away from our wicked ways, seek his face. He said, if you had to, don't do like the heathens do. Go out there in the public squares and pray out loud. He said, find yourself a closet and get into it. Pray in the closet in secret, and he will bless you openly, praise God. Is that why we don't see nobody being blessed openly no more? I don't know. But all I know is what the scripture said right here in this King James Version, you know. He said, you know, they'll seek his face. We got to seek the Lord's face day and night. And when you see a dark cloud coming, when you see a temptation coming, and when you can see, look ahead, because he's got that unseen eye that will warn you, praise God. And praise God, all you got to do is just start giving him the praise and pray for him, and he'll keep your hands up on you in the storm. And praise God, and the sun will shine in the morning, praise God. Now the dark clouds will be the road away, and the sun's come out bright and shiny, because the sun's always shining early in the morning. But you know, here on earth, but in heaven, the sun's shining all the time, praise God. There's no more days than they are no nights, praise God. So the sun will never quit shining in heaven, because Jesus Christ is the sun, praise God. But we got to do what he asked us, and the Ten Commandments is not hard. They're not grievous. They're not things that, you know, they're not real grievous. Number 15 said, Now my eyes shall be opened, and my ears attend unto thy prayers that I made in this place. You know, he made a place for every one of us. Sometimes we don't know. Somebody said, well, there's people that sometimes are talking about, I'm going to move across the state to live, you know. And that's good. I like to go on vacation, but can I leave my home church? Can I leave where God had planted me at? It's hard to do sometimes, I know, because I went to one for 20-something years. And it's harder just to pick up and go, but But, you know, but you got to obey the Lord. If he says go, go, you know. But you know, some people, just, they just want to go here and yonder all the time. And that's just, they want to be, well, my one pastor I had, he called them church hoppers. And you can't never get a rolling stone will never gather no moss, praise God. You can't go over at this church one day and believe the way they do and believe and pray for rain, and the next night you go to another church and you might be praying that's enough of rain, you know. See what I'm trying to say? You know, you got to be anchored in the Lord, established, forsake
Amen.
Not till you assemble yourselves in the house of God. And if you got a burden on your heart, hey, the more the merrier right there. Take it to the church. Take it to the altar. Praise God, where you got family and friends, and you got loved ones that'll back you up, and they'll pray with you and help you get a prayer through, praise God. And that's what it's all about, going to church. You learn something every day. If you don't learn nothing every day, or every time you go, I don't go looking for trouble. What I go looking for is a blessing, praise God. And it don't make me mad if my brother or sister one gets a blessing, because it lets me know that God is still in the blessing business.
Yes,
I just
Amen.
Have to wait my turn, praise God. There ain't no jealousy in God. He is a jealous God, but he don't want his people to be jealous of one another, because he
Amen.
Loves us all equally. We need a black, yellow, white, orange, or red, you know, we all one color in the eyes of God. But, you know, it's easy. All we got to do, you know, Sister Betty, is just turn, seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. I'm going right over here on James 4:10. You know, some people, it's hard for them to do. I went to church with this one fella one time, and he never would go to the altar because he didn't want people seeing him kneel on his knees. But I told him one time, one of these days you're going to bow, because in Revelation, you know, it says every knee shall bow. In James 4:10, it says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he
Amen.
Shall lift you up.
Yes, he will.
Speak not evil one of another, brother. He that speaketh evil of his brother is and just judges his brother, and speaketh evil of the law and judges the law, but if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer. What did I say? A doer of the law, but a judge, you know. In other words, if you're going to judge people, you just well put your house coat on and get up on that pulpit with that little hammer and judge people. But, you know, we can judge them by the fruit they bear. You know, we can judge a tree by the fruit it bears, but Brother Raymond years ago used to come to our church. He's dead and gone now. He went on to heaven. But that's what he'd always say. He said, Lord, it make us to judge one another, but he did make us fruit inspectors. He said, judge a tree by the fruit it bears. You can judge a tree, but if what it's got, apples or orange, or you can judge a tree, you know, of any kind, you know, but we got to be where we don't want to get carried away with just judging people, because, you know, at the very end, I say on the last day, you know, I don't know their heart, and you don't know their heart, and a lot of people say that, you know, that they don't believe in the deathbed repentance, you know, but I say, hey, but Jesus said, if anyone believes in me, believes also in the Father, praise God, ask the Father anything in my name and it will be. You know, and I don't know if you take the last breath, you know, and they say, Jesus, will you forgive me? I want you to, you know, if you repent on your deathbed, I don't know your heart. Nobody knows your heart. That's the reason it's God's place to judge us, because he was the one that made us, praise God, in his image, and not the image of nothing else, you know. And but, you know, we got to know a tree by the fruit it bears. But, you know, Sister Betty, but all we got to do, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto us. You say, well, I don't know how. Well, when I first got right, I didn't know how. But I know one thing, that I didn't want to go back to where I was at, because that was terrible. But you know what I did? I learned. I got the Bible. Couldn't hardly read it. I read it. And the more I read it, the more I study, the more I looked in it, the better I read. And God will help you. Anything you need him, he said, I have you not to be ignorant concerning the word of God. He said, you have not wisdom because you ask not. And I always pray before I read the Bible, Lord, help my belief. Lord, help my understanding. Lord, help me with my knowledge and wisdom, praise God. And you know what? And it seemed like here lately, the last two or three years, I've got to reading better than what I used to. But, you know, that's just the way God is. You know, first he wants to see us turn away from our wicked ways. First he wants us to control the body, you know, our tongues. Now, that right there is a hard one to do, you know. And that tongue is what gets the way of somebody humbling themselves, because they trip on it before they get to the altar. And you know, and it trips them up because they're tongue is so long and they can't control it. Praise God. But you know, that's why, that's another story there. That's another subject right there, you know. But we're talking about humbling yourselves and relying on God. And if you want your hand, if you want your land to be healed, I went to church, you know, and I don't know if y'all know what church ground is. It's like flat rocks and you can't hardly grow nothing on it. But this man, that's why he lived on his whole property was like that. And he made the biggest tomatoes. And he said, Junior, how you growing these big old tomatoes on that flat rock? You can't got no black dirt, it's just red. And he said, every time I plant one, I plant it in the name of Jesus. He said, because when Jesus come up out of the ground, my tomato plants come up out of the ground. And, you know, that's the truth. And that man made some big old tomatoes, let me see, tell you. But God healed his land, what I'm saying. God healed his land. God let him grow tomatoes when no one else could, and he couldn't believe it, praise God. That's just the way God is. But, you know, we have to humble ourselves. Get in our closet. And if you want to see the world, if you want the world to see you, humbling yourself, praise God. If the Lord, if you want the world to let the world see you, well, praise God, don't tell every little thing that you do. You don't have to. It's like Jesus said, don't stand on the corner and brag about it. Just do it secretly. And, and he'll show you the way. I'm looking over here for Deuteronomy here. I got another. Okay, I got it here. I'm going to Deuteronomy 28. It's a familiar scripture, you know. You know, it's just Deuteronomy 28. And it said, you know, that whole scripture, it's good. And it said, and the Lord said, number 7, I'll start right there. Or I'll back up to number 2. I want to get where I'm going here. Deuteronomy 28:2, and all those blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee if thou hearken unto my voice of the Lord God. Blessed is thou thee in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the fields. Blessed shall be thy body. Blessed is the fruit of the ground and the fruit of the cattle and the increase of the calves and the flocks of the sheep. Blessed shall there be baskets in the storehouse. Blessed shall be they be when thou comest in, and blessed when thou shalt be going out, when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine eyes, thy enemies that raise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Praise God. Ain't that something out there? We don't got a fowler battle. But, you know, God is our protector, and this, praise God. He said he'd heal all of this, yeah. But we got to believe, praise God. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, they won't take things out of the Bible, and you know, but they're taking real scriptures out of the Bible. But he said, if you're hearkening to me, you know, that whole chapter right there is real good. And if it's good to sit down and read and to study it. In 15, he said, in verse 15, he said, but it shall come to pass if thou wilt hearken unto my voice, if thou, Lord Jesus Christ, and obey to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I commanded this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. You know, and a lot of people don't want to read the back part of that. They want to read the first part of it, and they want to let the rest part of it go, because it said, hey, if you hearken, if you don't hearken unto me, you see what I'm saying? When the first part, it said, if you hearken to me, he'll do all these things, but if you don't, but you know, some people don't want to hear the true word of God. They just want to take it and say, well, the Lord's going to bless me. The Lord's going to bless me. But I'll get to it next month when they have, or next year when they have homecoming, or when certain singers come to the church, or a certain minister, a speaker come to church. Then they'll say, oh, the Lord's going to bless me when I get there, and I'm going to get a blessing out of this. But, you know, how come you can't get a blessing every week? Every time you have a service, you know, what's wrong, praise God? What's wrong? Why does it take a certain singer or a certain minister or a certain teacher to come by and give you the word of God? How come you can't do it? Well, you know, with sometimes if you got the ditch to dig, what I'm trying to say, I'll just put an illustration out there. If you got a ditch to dig and all you got is a pick, well, you can pick it out. It's going to take you a little longer, but you got to use what you got to get the job done, what I'm saying. Yeah, a shovel would help. A backhoe would help. But if a pick's all you got, hey, get down there and get with it, praise God. And don't sit there and wait till the Lord sends a stroke of lightning down and do it for you. He said, hey, dig a ditch sometimes, or dig this up, or dig it up and plant the trees. If you set out trees, you got to get them so deep, praise God. But that's what I'm saying, you know. We got to do something. And it's the little things that you see and the little things that you don't understand, but that's what's going to make it up, the bigger blessings you got. But all we got to do is keep working for the Lord. And keep on and keeping on, praise God. And if it takes getting down on our knees, praise God, and bow, and I have been known to do it at work, where there'll be about 30 people at. I just get down in my shop, and I just on the bench there where we always ain't at, and I just go to praying, you know. And they wouldn't say nothing to me, because some of them didn't like me, some of them did, and some of them know better. They didn't like me, but they wouldn't interrupt me. But, you know, that's what we got to do. If we want to have the Lord Jesus Christ to bless us, going in and coming out, praise God. Going in, that means a lot right there, praise God. Going in, he'll bless you going in and coming out, praise God. Empty storehouses would be full. Your baskets run over. But, you know, we got to look to his face. We got to acknowledge him and seek his face while he can be found, because there's coming a day, you know, Brother Miles, that there's coming a day where the Lord just ain't going to be found, because he will say, hey, he will tell them, say, this is enough. Go bring my children home. Let the last trumpet sound, praise God. And some of them here on earth is, I don't know what. I don't know what it's going to be like, and I don't care to know what it's going to be like. We'll be left. And they'll be looking around, praise God. Hey, what has happened? Hey, hey, where are you going? You know, hey, I ain't got time to talk to you. I'm headed toward the rapture, praise God. And if you want your name to be in the Lamb's Book of Life, all you got to do is just turn your face, seek God's face, and he'll bless you, praise God, and turn away from your wicked ways. Turn away from that wicked way that you're doing. Quit hurting people. Quit talking bad about your brothers or sisters in the church, most of all. Turn away from your wicked ways. Seek God's face before you even get there, praise God. You know, it's just like if you're going to a doctor or something and your gas hand coming on, you're going to get some gas before you get there, praise God. That's just the way it is. That's how it does when you get prayed up before you even leave the house, praise God. And God will see, and God will hear, and God will show up, and God will show out. And God will multiply, praise God. And he'll take, don't worry about your enemies, you know, praise God, for Psalms 23 tells you, say, hey, the surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So don't be looking back for your enemies to come up on you. Don't look back. Don't look to the left or to the right. Keep your eyes on the prize, praise God. Keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ, and him only will be the one that takes you climb to heaven, praise God. And that's about all I got, Sister Betty. I'll turn it back over to you and say, I love the Lord and thank you for the opportunity coming on here, and I hope somebody got something out of it, and I'll turn it back over to you. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for coming on and helping us, Brother Billy, and for obeying the Lord. We got Brother Miles coming in next, so just go ahead and obey the Lord, Brother Miles.
All right, sis. Unlike Billy, I want to say, first of all, that I praise God and thank him for how good he's been to all of us, not just me, but all of us, because we're still here. And we still, if we're not right with God, we still got a chance today, because today can be our day of salvation. Today can Amen. Be our day when we come together as the body of Christ. And that don't mean just the Baptist people, just the Methodist people, just the holiness people, just the Pentecostal. It means all of the body of Christ coming together and humble ourselves down. Break down and see how we need God so bad today. My God,
yes.
The crime is getting so bad in all the cities that they're getting scared to walk down the sidewalk, plus there's five or six of us to keep them from just knocking them in the head, robbing them, or throwing them in front of a subway train, or just stabbing them, or shooting them, or whatever, because we're in perilous times. The Bible said in the last days, perilous times shall come. Well, people, we're not looking for it anymore. We're in it. And that's why this is so important, what we've got tonight, because it says right there in it that if we do right, if we seek God, we ask his help, we get down, break ourselves down to them big hot tears crying over what's happening to our country and our world. And praise God, God will hear us. And he'll answer us, and he'll deliver us, because Satan's on the rampage right now. They was just
Amen.
One, I seen on the news this morning, one was killed in one place, I won't say where, but a man in his car just run over a little 18-year-old boy and killed him. So they'd been arguing about politics, and he was afraid that boy was one of them Republicans the president was talking about that was a terrorist, and he was going to sick people on him. So he run over him with his car and killed him. Mm. Him a grown man. Mm. We're getting in a place where they've got an excuse for everything they do. But it's just like about some evil. Evil's going to separate us from God's blessing. Separate us from the salvation of Jesus Christ. Separate us from the love of God. And it'll surely keep your name out of the Lamb's book alive. But here's what he said. I'll start at verse 13 there, 2 Chronicles chapter 7. He said, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. See what? He said, if I do all that, well, pestilence just left, hadn't it? COVID was just here, wasn't it? The land is getting where it don't produce like it used to. There's places ain't getting no rain. California half the time's in a drought. All this stuff is coming. He said, but here's that big word. If my people, which are called by my name, you know who that is? That's everybody claims to be a Christian. If we claim to be a Christian, he said, if these people that's called by my name, called Christians, glory to God, if they shall humble themselves, that means break our heart before God. When we're seeing this evil befall our land and our world, we need to be crying out to the one place where we can always find hope. Glory to God. We need to cry out on the name of Jesus. We need to cry out, God, please help us. Heal our land. God, take this hatred, this violence, this evil, this separation that our leaders are putting among us. Glory to God. Take that away. Let our Ten Commandments be seen in the courthouses again. Let prayer be back in the schools where we could be united in something besides just us and what we can get out of this country or this world or what we get by being on this side or being on that side of an argument. I got news for you. I'm not going to argue Jesus Christ with you. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. And you have to argue with yourself in this matter because you know your need for Jesus. You know that this country is in a terrible shape. This country's got more murders and killings than it's ever had. There's people just coming from 50, 75, they said 100 and something countries that's coming in across the southern border. A lot of them is not good people. A lot of them's going to add to this. A lot of them ain't just coming for the goodness in America, but they're coming because Satan's sending a lot to destroy us. Amen. We know that. I know what it's going to be. You do too. But he said, if we, which are called by his name, shall humble ourselves, that's number one, and pray, that's number two, and seek my face. When we seek the face of God, our circumstances change. I know. I went in these woods up by my mother's, an alcoholic and a dope head. I come out a child of God, born again, and filled up with something that ain't never left me, but I've just got more of it as I got older. I love Lord, and I feel and I know every day that he loves me. And you can feel that because, glory to God, when we get that feeling in us, we also able to love our fellow man. We're also able to wish good on everybody in this nation, everybody in this world, no matter who they are or what they're doing. We wish God would save their soul and bring them to the like-mindedness that we're supposed to all be in if we're called Christians. Oh, but wait, you're not my denomination, brother. I ain't said what denomination I was. How do you know? But people are judging me because I may preach about the Holy Ghost. Well, that's the word it uses in my Bible. And I'm going to preach what the Bible says. If you're called to preach, preachers, you're called to preach what this book says. Glory to God. So quit changing it. Quit asking some man to write it again, or you can understand it better and change 5 or 10,000 words in the book. Because the Bible that I got in my hand says that our word, oh God, is forever settled in heaven. So you change it all you want, but you can't change God. You can't change what it says. You can't change what it means. And when he says that we got to pray and seek his face. And then it says, and turn from their wicked ways. What ways are you talking about? Well, there's church people that don't want other denominations coming in and polluting their beliefs. They don't want a preacher to come in and preach that they're wrong if they feel that they're right. They don't want somebody to come in there and say, well, now, I don't believe in this and that because the Bible says it's a sin. Oh, but it's all right in my eyes. Well, God ain't worried about what it looks like in your eyes. You better be worried about what it looks like in God's eyes, because you're going to be judged by him, not by me, not by some big judge, like he said, with the black robe on and a little gavel in his hand. It ain't them going to judge you. It's Jesus Christ. The Bible tells
us,
and glory to God, 2 Corinthians 5th chapter 10th verse, that we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and we're going to receive the things we've done in our body, whether they be good or whether they be evil. So we can tell God, you're wrong on this because everybody else believes it's okay. You better be the oddball. You better be the one that stands for something different. I'm going to stand for so saith the Lord. You stand for what you want to. I'm on the rock, and you're on thinking sand. We've got to come back and humble ourselves, break down that pride barrier. Glory to God. That's the thing that's keeping us. Break down that foolish pride that's in you, where your nose is in the air. You're going to drown when it rains, people. We've got to break ourselves down. Humble before God. You know what that means? That means coming and telling him how bad we need him to fix our world. How bad we need him to bring us together again. How bad we need him to fill the churches up again. How bad we need him to break the yoke that's on us that Satan's put there, and to take his yoke upon us. He said, glory to God, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come unto me, take my yoke upon you, because my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Glory to God. Don't you want the weight of what you told all the time took off your shoulders? I know what it feels like. I went to church. I thought I'd been living right. But I wasn't doing what God said. I wasn't preaching his word. I knew he was calling me. But I just said, it can't be me. I've been too bad. I've been one of them that was out deep in sin, God. But see, I had turned from my wicked ways. I turned unto Jesus. But I didn't let him have his way with me. And I went to church, broke down, got in the altar. And when you humble down and really humble, there's going to be some hot tears flow out of your eyes. Your nose is going to run. And you're going to pray from a place in you you didn't even know you had. You're going to pray your need, your desire to do better, to be humble before God. You break yourself down. That yoke of bondage, that's called pride, the pride of life, the pride of the eye, all that stuff. You better get the Spirit of God. Because Jesus Christ, they came to him, and they said, good master. And he said, whoa. Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one. That's my Father, which is in heaven. If Jesus Christ said that, why do you think you're so good? The only thing good about me is he that lives in me. And just like old Paul said, I no longer live, but Jesus Christ liveth in me. Glory to God. That's what it's about. That's what is missing in today's society. That's where we're all going wrong. We've got to get back and humble ourselves in the sight of God and before me. Glory to God. Some of them, you go to church, and if they film the preaching and all, they'll say, well, don't you turn that camera on me. I don't want my picture of it. Let me tell you something, when I'm in church, if they're filming it and I ain't preaching and I get a shout on, film me if you want to, I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed of humbling myself down under the Spirit of God. And there's so many that is. They don't want their co-workers to see them like that. And they don't want their neighbors to see them like that. Or maybe my kinfolk don't believe in that. And I don't want them to say, let me tell you something. You better humble yourself down and break that off and get rid of that. And don't you be ashamed of Jesus. Because he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before the holy angel and his Father. Now, glory to God. We got to get back to an understanding. God loves us. But you see that first word there says, if
my people, which are called by name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And what did he say next? Y'all remember that? Then, only then, after you've done your part, after we break down, after we quit being proud, after we know we need God's help, after the church comes together and be the body of Christ it was meant to be, he said, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. And the sin we have, I believe, just like it said in Glory to God, when old Solomon wrote it, hallelujah, in Ecclesiastes, he said, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. We're worried about how they see us. We're worried about how they hear us. We're worried about if they think I'm okay or if they don't think I'm okay. They're worried about if I go along with them, I'll be liked better. Let me tell you something. Only one I got to be liked by, I'm loved by, and that's God. He loves me because I love him, and I know I need him. Praise God. But he said, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. We need healing. You know, the Bible said that some through the Spirit has been given the gift of healing. They can lay hands and pray on somebody. And if they're sick, they get well. Glory to God. It happens. Believe me, it's real. I know. And I know this. I've seen it happen in church. I remember one time this man had a bad wreck. And he real bad off in his back. He'd been out of work for months and months and months. Going to therapy, doing all this stuff. But his back wasn't getting no better. We was in church one day and I was preaching. And all of a sudden my wife just went to shouting. And she got up and she ran to the back of the church and just reached out and laid her hand on that man's back. And when she got through, he was shouting. A man that couldn't barely walk, he walked all bent over. He got up. He went to shouting. And before we left that church, he testified. He said, I got healed. My back is healed. I'm going to work tomorrow, and I'm going to tell them, you take me off of therapy and put me back to work. I don't need to draw workman's comp no more because my back is healed. People, that's what we got to do. We got to believe and report the Lord. Hallelujah. Get back to where we know whose children we really are because we have got, it's been gone out of America. They took the Ten Commandments where nobody couldn't read them. The preachers don't preach it. Hallelujah. They don't tell you. We have commandments from God. Glory to God. What Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, but they won't take on. But people won't live it. But bless God, you get a Bible. If you ain't got one, I'll send you one. Praise God. But you read it for yourself. It'll tell you how to live. It'll tell you how to get in the blessing of God where no man can pull you out. It goes on to say this. Now, mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. What place is he talking about? He's talking about your prayer closet. He's talking about in your church house. And glory to God, I know this because I am a preacher. Half the time, you preach a sermon, and you give an altar call for them to come up and pray, and they'll just sit and look around. Like, I don't have nothing to pray about. I don't have nothing to pray about. What did he just say, folks? Humble yourselves. Break yourselves down a little bit. And come up there. Turn from your wicked way. Your wicked way is saying, I have no need of praying right now. I'm right where I want to be. If you're right where you want to be, here's where you'll stay. And when Jesus comes and gathers his elect from the four quarters of the earth and glory to God, takes them up into heaven and meet him in the air, guess what? You'll still be left here. And you'll have to go through all those final acts written in Revelation. When he pours out the seven vials full of the wrath of God upon an ungodly, an unjust people that said, I have no need of praying. I have no need of God today. I got what I need. I prayed that altar one time. I'm as good as anybody. Well, you can't tell me. If God can't tell you, I can't tell you. I guarantee that. If God can't tell you through his word your need for him, neither can I. But I'm going to tell you this. Without him, you're going to a devil's land. Without him, this land will never be. I'm talking about the world. It'll never be free from war. It'll never be free from people hating other people because they got a different skin color.
It just happened in Memphis, Tennessee the other day. A guy went out, shot people, killed them because they was a different skin color than he was. So he hated them. What sense does that make? You look at me, can you tell I'm saved by looking? No. You first got to know what's in my heart. He don't know what, they didn't love him more than they loved their own people or their own color people. But he killed them because they's different color. It's been going on since the world began, and it'll be going on when Jesus comes back. But praise God, I want to be one of them that's outside of the harsh judgment that's going to fall on those people. I don't want to be one of them when he comes back and says, depart from me. I never even knew you. Why? I didn't think I needed to pray. I didn't think I had need of nothing. I thought I was okay. I thumbed my nose at these bad people when you was one of them. And I want to read this. Comes out of one of my favorite places in the Bible. It's Psalm 34. I just love reading in that psalm. But it says this. Start at verse 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And his ears are open unto their cry. But glory to God, listen to this. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. You're not going to be as big as you think you are in that last day. He'll cut the remembrance of you from all the earth. It don't matter if you own the biggest company in the world and you're the head of it and you're so rich that old Midas ain't got nothing on you. Old Midas would say that a king, you touch anything, turn to gold. That's the way you are. Anything you got into, God bless you, and you never bothered to say thank you. You never bothered to turn from your wickedness. You never bothered to love other people and bless them with some of what God was giving you. No, I was hoarding it back. I was saving it for my retirement. One day my kids will take over this company, and I'll kick back and retire on some island. I may even buy me one. You don't have what you need. What you need is what if they come a famine like the way it was back in the Bible when it didn't rain for 3.5 years on the face of the earth, and he sent over Elijah down to the brook Cedron, and that's where, like Billy was telling you, the ravens brought him food, and he drunk out of that place in that brook. It didn't go dry. But when it did go dry, he told him to go to a certain widow woman's house. When he got there, she had just enough left of meal like this to make a little cake, and she was going to make it. Her and her son was going to eat it and then lay down and die, because that's all they had. And they had a little bit of oil in a cruse of oil. And he gets there and said, well, first make me a little cake. And she said, sir, we just have enough. Just have enough for this little bit. That's all we got, is this little bit. And he said, well, you just make me a cake first. She goes in there and makes him a cake, just like he said she knew, it's a man of God. Brought it out and gave it to him. She went back to the house. I imagine she was thinking, well, now we're going to die. But guess what? She had the same amount of meal. She had the same amount of oil. And through all that time, it didn't rain. That meal didn't run out. The oil didn't run out. And God don't run out on you, friend. You have to run out on God. If you're missing his presence, if you're missing that place in God's heart where when you pray and cry out, if we pray as a group, as a church, cry out to him, he's going to be there, and he's going to give us what we need.
Amen.
If it's peace in our land, it's doing away with crime, it's stopping all these people from coming into our country and trying to take it over, and praise God, he'll give it. But we got to get to that place, that if word, if we will humble ourselves, if we'll pray, if we'll seek his face, if we'll turn from our wicked ways. He'll hear them. But just like I said, the face of the Lord is against them that do it. He ain't looking on them to see what they need. He's looking on the ones that love him. He's looking on the ones that's looking for his return. He's looking for a church, glory to God, that's without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And believe me, I know that's hard to keep that robe that clean. But it's not hard through them. It's hard through this, but it's not hard through the Spirit of God. If he resides in you, then he'll lead your action. If he lives in you, he'll guide your words. If he lives in you, he'll guide your thoughts, and your heart will be pure toward him. But praise God to me today, they're doing everything else. They don't seek God in their prayers. They just get there asking him to do something for them. They've quit seeking the face of God. I'm afraid I'll find it. He'll tell me I'm wrong in all I'm doing. And praise God, he probably will. If you're wrong, he'll sure tell you. He'll let you know that you've been separated from him. Something in your life needs to be got rid of. Why do they not receive the Holy Ghost? Been in church 20 years. Been in a holiness, Pentecost, whatever. But they never received the Holy Ghost. They sin in the camp somewhere. They something that keeps the Holy Ghost from coming inside. You got to clean you. That's what he said. Humble yourself before me. Break down before me.
Yes.
Tell me how much you need me. Tell me how much you love me. Keep my commandment. Show yourself. Be approved of God. Hallelujah. We can do that, but we can't do it through self. We can only do it through Jesus Christ. That's it.
Amen.
And it says this in Isaiah 55. Says this in verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call
Amen.
Ye upon him while he's near. Why does it say that? What do you mean while he may be found? While he's near. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying while he's dealing with you. While you're listening to this, glory to God. If you're listening, you ought to be sharing it. Because this world's in desperate need
Amen.
Of people
Amen.
Growing as one before the Lord and praying. What happened on the day of Pentecost? He said they was all in one mind and one accord praying to God when the Holy Ghost came upon them. We might need to get ourselves in one mind, one accord, seeking God, seeking his help, seeking relief from the things going on in this world. We're losing all of our young kids are being led away by this foolish gender nonsense. And you don't like it out there, then change the channel. Because I'm going to tell you what. All of them, if they say there's 87 genders, whatever they say, let me tell you what you got. You got two genders, and the rest of them's counterfeit. And it's sent from Satan out of hell trying to ruin the souls of men. That's all it's about.
Amen.
That's all it's about. They said seek his face while he might be found. Call upon him while he's near. Because when you start bending and turning to the new things of this world and what they say next or the next Bible that's written, I like it better than that old King James. It's rough. That King James makes you do too many things. You leave something out and see what God does. He leaves you out of his call. He leaves you out of his presence. He'll leave you. You'll come right out of God's hand. He said, no man can snatch you out of his hand. Not Satan, not nobody. But you know what? You can get out of it on your own. Because God don't hold nobody prisoner. He holds you as a loved one. He keeps you close because he wants you close to him. Praise God. He said, let the wicked, here it is again, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts and let him return unto the Lord. Well, are you saying, I've been living ungodly, but you mean I can still go back? And this is what it's saying. And he will have mercy upon you. And our God, for he will abundantly pardon. People, it's not too late. If you've been living out here and claiming to be something called a Christian when you're not, claiming to love God with all of your heart when you haven't never given half of your heart yet because it's still fastened on the things of the world. Do you not know the Bible says this world is going to burn up? Even the elements are going to melt. So what is... Where's your love at? Where's your future at? If you love the things more than you love God, what future have you got? You don't have one. Because I'm telling you, friends, I ain't telling you this because I have to. I'm telling you this because I love you. I'm telling you this today because we, as together as many, can come as one before the throne of God and see things change. I got growing up. And I don't want to grow up, see them grow up like this world is. I want to see them know who Jesus is, know that there's a right way and a wrong way and all these things that these people are pushing today. And that them things they're pushing will send them straight to hell. They need to wake up and know the things that God's got in store for them. And I want to read this. Sister Betty covered it. I'll read it again. Jeremiah 29. I'm going to read verses 11 and 12 and 13. It says this. This is what God said about us. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of
Amen.
Peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. When we serve God, we expect things to be better. We expect one day all this suffering, all this heartache that we feel here sometimes when people betray us and come against us for because we stand up for certain things. And they even talk about, they cut us off of some of the platforms, you know, the companies will say, oh, that's falseness, that's this, that's that. And they'll take your stuff off you, put on Twitter and whatever. I'm glad I don't tweet. But I preach. And God has never said for me to shut up and be still, but he said, get louder. Tell them, be proud of me. Be proud of what I've done for you. Be proud of where I brought you from. Tell them if there's an escape route, and I'm it, glory to God. Tell them the thoughts that I have for them is to bring you to an expected end, one that ends with eternal life, that we don't die, glory to God, but we go on into eternity, into a new body and a new life where there won't be no tears, won't be no heartache, won't be no pain, won't be no sickness, won't be no suffering, and won't be no dying. Glory to God. That's an expected end of somebody that loves God and serves him with all their heart. Because here's what it says. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me. When, here's another, yeah, do this though. When ye shall search for me with all your heart.
Amen.
Glory to God. That's a sermon in itself, folks. Half-hearted Christian that's going and seeking God and getting down and, Lord, I need you, Lord, this, Lord. But when it comes to that hard part of serving God and walking in the Word and living it before everybody, no matter if they're coming against you or not, live it in front of them and keep on standing your ground. Don't be ashamed of it. Glory to God. Then you're going to see something happen. Then you're going to see a change. Then you can seek God and find him because he'll be inside you. Glory, hallelujah. There'll be a resurrection, all right. God will resurrect himself in your life, and he'll come in a form, glory to God, that you can be proud of. He'll be one of the times, praise God, that you'll know that you know that you know that God is with you and always will be. That's what we got to have. And that's what we got to keep. Because everything else is going to fail. Everything else is going to quit. But God will never quit on you if you'll just do what he said. Put your whole heart on him. Give him all your strength, your mind, your soul, and all.
Amen.
And you'll find that when we come together like that, God will do everything he ever said he'd do. Why? Because he loves us so much. And I praise God tonight. You know, there's so many things that I want to keep preaching and keep going to. Glory to God. Just thought of one of them. I better bring it to. Because when he tells me something, I have to get it out. And this comes out of where we went a while ago, out of the book of James. It's, right here's what he calls people that have their hearts on God. You know what I'm saying? They go to church. They might pay their tithes. They might be faithful in the church. But their heart's not truly set 100% on God. Here's what he said. Verse 4 of chapter 4 in the book of James. Ye adulterers and adulteresses. What he called them. You're cheating on God, is what he said.
Amen.
Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever. It don't matter who you are. You can be the deacon. You can be the pastor. You can be the pastor's wife, the pastor's children, or you can just be anybody in the church. Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's the reason he says, seek me while I may be found. Seek me while I'm near to you. Seek me with your whole heart. that's the day you'll find it. Because you can't halfway do it. Because in halfway doing it, that part you hold back, you're an adulterer. Because we're married to him. We're joined with Jesus Christ. And glory to God. When we go to cheating with things in the world, you ain't no better than an adulterer. You ain't no better than a harlot. You're like one that goes out and sells herself for money. That's exactly what you are. Because you're selling yourself for things in the world that's going to bury
Amen.
You and be burned up. When you got an eternal God that loved you so Amen. Much that his son came and went to Calvary's cross and bled and died, that you could have a chance to escape all this that's coming upon the ungodly children of the enemy. Glory to God. He said, do you think that the scripture saith in vain that the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? He always look at somebody else and get more of us. I wish I had something like that. I wish I had a house like that. I wish I had a boat like he's got. I wish I could afford one of the new cars. Buddy, I'm glad what God gave me. My little car comes from wherever I want to go. He said, this shirt here is probably 8-9 year old. Still fits good. Still wears good. I like it. And people say, oh, man, I wouldn't wear nothing that old. People, it don't bother me. God give it to me, and he's making it last. The children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness because of disobedience, but their clothes didn't wear out. Their shoes didn't wear out. All that, they still had it when they got there. So you don't worry about stuff like that. Worry about where are you at with God.
Amen.
Glory to God. He said he giveth more grace. Wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but gives grace unto the humble. That's who he's giving grace to. That's where his mercy is kept around us. Glory to God. Is when we are get humble with him and know, God, I don't need nothing but you. Whatever you bless me with, I'm going to be content because I know I got more than the richest man in the world that fashions all of his treasures into his riches. Because
hey,
that's more than what they got. I got something that's so much more real. I got something that'll last so much longer. I've got something that the government can't take away. I've got something that time can't take away. I've got something that death can't take away. I've got salvation. The Lord God, hallelujah, lives within me. Glory. And if he don't live in you, friend, then you better remember what Romans 8, verse 9, it says in the latter part of, he who does not have the Spirit of Christ ain't none of his. He don't
Amen.
Know you, and you've never known him. So let go of everything else that you might get a hold of the hem of his garment and see your salvation full and free reigning in your life that your children, your grandchildren can see how you live and can glorify God because they see the good things you do for him. If
yes,
not, wait for your prayer. Glory to God. This is what it says. This covers everything in a nutshell to me. Submit yourself, therefore, to God.
Amen.
Resist the devil, and he'll flee from it. But what did he say first? We've got to submit to God. Then
That's right.
We resist the devil, then if we stand up to his temptations, then if we stand there and all this that comes on as a tempest, we can resist the devil. He'll just quit and go on. He'll come back, sure. But if you resist him, that next time, he's not as sure he's going to get you as he was that first time. Because everybody else is falling for this. And I'm going to come try it on you, James Miles. I'm going to try it on you, Betty Yearwood. I'm going to try it on you, Brother Betty. Because I want to see if you'll fall this time. I'm going to come and I'm going to put something before you that I know you want and that you long for and that you need. Hallelujah. I don't need nothing but Jesus.
Amen.
I don't need what this world's got. I don't need you to lift me
Amen.
Up. I'm lifted up in Jesus. I don't need you to remember my name because my name's written in heaven. Praise God. And that's the only place it's ever got to be remembered for me to achieve what I want in my life. And that's to be a child of God now and forever. Praise God. To live eternally in the kingdom of God. Praise the good Lord. That's what it's about tonight. We're trying to preach, hey, if we'll just get humble, if we'll just get right, if we just come in and submit ourselves to God, what does that mean? That's me giving up every part of me, my pride. I give my temper to it. I don't lose it no more. You know, that's something. I used to lose it and have to go back and find it every day or two with my temper. I couldn't stand to get some behind somebody, then run 35 or 40 on the road. I just get so mad that want to go around them so bad. And now it's like, that's their car. They drive it the way they want to. I'll drive mine the way I want. And it don't bother me a bit. People can cuss me. I've had them to cuss me, tell me what they thought of me. And I said, well, I tell you what, I love you. God loves you. Hope you change your mind. Walk off. Hurts them a lot worse than fighting. But we've got to get to that place, folks. How are you going to claim salvation if you don't submit to God and let him come in? But you know what? You got to clean it up. Remember old Ricky and Lucy? Did she do something wrong? He said, Lucy, you got some explaining to do. Well, you got some explaining to do to God. If you've been in church 15 years and you've never got a hold of the Holy Ghost, he's never got inside you. Because what is keeping him out? That's submitting yourself to God. When we submit ourselves to God, we clean the vessel. Jesus comes to us, said he would forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's
First John chapter 9.
He's faithful and just to forgive us. But you've got to be willing to admit I'm a sinner. You've got to be willing to let go of the things that's between you and God. You've got to submit your body, a living sacrifice, your mind, let it be filled up with the Word of God and the love of the Father. And you know what? When Satan comes around, get the hint, Satan, I'm tired of hearing you. He'll have you. In the name of Jesus, you got to go because I ain't got time for your lies. And he'll have to
leave.
Like I said, he'll come back. But here's what it said right here. Draw nigh to God. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Stand up like a man or a woman. And seek God. Draw yourself to God. Pull yourself up. However it takes. Get a hold of him. Glory to God. Draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you. Think about that. If we'll really seek him, he'll seek us. He'll come.
Amen.
In the midnight hour, when somebody calls, your child's at a wreck. They don't know if they're going to live. And you're going to cry out on God. Don't tell me you won't. I know you will. And praise God when it happens. I want to know that God's listening, folks. I want to know that there ain't nothing between me and God. And I'm not using him like a 911 number. I'm using him because he's my God. He's my Savior. He's my help. Glory to God. He's my rock, my anchor, my high tower, my strong right arm. Glory to God.
Amen.
He's my shield and buckler. He's what I need in a time of trouble because he'll always be there. It said, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify ye hearts, ye double-minded. Now think about that. It says this, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. In other words, don't just get over glad because you got something or because this happened or that happened, but get glad when you know Jesus lives inside you. And here's what it says.
Amen.
Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Praise God. Sometimes I get to wanting to just make myself feel better. You know, I've had sinuses so bad. Yesterday, they just run, rip. I coughed and struggled to get air and all that. Just couldn't breathe through my nose, all that stuff. But guess what? He was right there. And he saw me in need. And I said, Lord, touch me. That's all I said, Lord, touch me. And I woke up this morning, I could breathe. I woke up this morning, I felt better. And guess what? If I wake up in the morning, I'm going to be praising God because it is. That's what he desires for you. To have your heart so set on it, you don't forget to thank him. You don't go to church and not open your mouth and praise him. Why? Because it's what's in your heart. And he said,
amen.
When you're under your heart, your mouth speaks. Hallelujah. If you're not speaking praises to God, there's something like I said, they sin in the camp somewhere. Something is, you got a wall built up that's preventing you from praising God, preventing you from thanking him and giving him glory for everything he does in this world. And yet, we think we're going to just pray to him and he's going to come heal our land. The first thing he's got to heal your soul. First thing he's got to do is take your sin away. First thing he's got to do is find somebody with a heart that's set on him and set on change and set on true repentance. Do you know what repent means? Turning away from sin and turning to something else, which is the Almighty God, the Father that created it all, and Jesus Christ, the sacrifice, the Lamb of God, sent down, hallelujah, that we might find that blessed assurance of knowing he's within us. Glory to God. I think about this. I know that trials are going to come. I know that tribulation is going to come. I know that heartaches are going to come. But praise God, I know this. I got one that will be there with me. I got one that will go through it all with me. I got one that will ease that heartache. I got one that can ease that pain. I got one that can heal that sickness. I got one that can drive Satan out of my life. And praise God that you got him like that, friend. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm an old country preacher. I don't mind telling the truth. If you don't have Jesus like that, you do not have Jesus. Because I believe that when you come to know the Lord and you feel, and I'm telling you this from experience, you feel that burden of sin come off you and you know it's gone and you know he did it. You know you humbled down and he heard your prayer and he's come to you and he's cleaned you up. Everything's gone, never to be remembered again. It's put, he said, in the depths of the sea, never to be brought up no more. Then you're going to praise God. You hear me? You're going to praise God if you truly let go of everything else. You're going to find out that he is God, that he is there, that he is your hope. He is your help. He is what you desire. Glory to God. He won't keep no good thing from you. So if you have not received the Holy Ghost, I'm begging you, get your heart right. Get your heart completely filled up, God. And let him fill you up with the Holy Ghost. Why? Because he told them right there, glory to God. Hallelujah. He told them, said, remain here. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon. After he comes inside, you'll have power to be able to stand. You have power to know where your help comes from. You have power to humble yourself in the sight of God and to turn from every wicked thing that torments your mind, that tries you in them hours when things is going bad. You'll be strong enough through his power that we can stand. Think about this. In Matthew, when he's talking in the Beatitudes, and he said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things that we're desiring God to do, he said, all these will be added unto you. And then if you read on down, you can go into chapter 7, I believe it is, over about the 7th verse. And it says, then he says, seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be open. Ask and you'll receive. People, I'm asking God right now, if there's one out there tonight, you've heard this, that you share it out and let others hear it. And you say, oh, you're just one. Let me tell you, I don't care if you black the screen out and just send the voice. I don't want them to see me or worry about me. I want them to think on God. I want them to come to God now while they can be found. Because they're not long there in these days. It's going to come a time when God's not going to be found of men. He said, my spirit will not always strive with man. Soon that door, just like she said, that door's going to be shut. Revelation talked to the seven churches, said, I put an open door before you. No man can shut it. He's waiting on you to come in. But he also said after that, he said, I'll shut that door, and there can't no man open it. That's why the Bible said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek him while he's near. He's near right now. and crying out to this world. You think he don't know that it's lost? You think he don't know that it's dying? You think he don't know that there's evil on every corner? They're trying to ruin our kids in schools and teach them ungodly things. But we got a God that can turn that around. Do you believe in him? Do you trust him? Do you understand that he loves you, loves your children, loves everyone on this earth? He said, whosoever will, come unto me. Whosoever, that includes you. If you don't know him tonight, in the free pardon of sin, then I pray to God this is the very hour that you'll say, you know what, that made sense what he said. And I'm going to open my heart up to God, and I'm going to ask him to come inside and to forgive me and to take all my sins away. I know the things I've done, and I'll always know the things I've done. But see, God's forgot them all. And he'll forgive you.
Amen.
And he'll hold you and love on you like we love on little babies, because that's how much God loves you, to forgive you, to open up his heart to you, to come inside your heart the minute you trust him to do so, the minute you open that whole heart to him. Right now, I'm asking, turn to him before it's forever too late. Because they're coming a day soon. And I believe everybody on here will agree that it is going to be forever too late. The book of Revelations, I've heard Brother Don talk about this many times, is an angel going to step out, put foot on the land, foot on the sea, and he's going to declare that time shall be no longer. That means you've run out of opportunity. That means that the door is shut. You can't come to God because you don't have time. You've run out of time. That's what happens when a sinner dies and never asks God to enter the life, never repent. Tonight, don't let that happen to you. Call out to him and let's get together on this. This has been all over Facebook about how we need to humble ourselves and seek God's face. Turn from our wicked ways and then he'll hear us. Heal our land. We need to heal it. In the land of this world, in the people. That's the land he's talking about. Help us tonight. Get on your knees. Get in your prayer closet. Tonight, let's get down and pray. Before we go to bed, don't say, I'll do it tomorrow. If you really got a heart for God, you'll do it tonight. Pray before this even goes off. And I do ask you to share this because I want to see your family say, share it to your loved ones. Well, they don't believe in God. Share it to them. Maybe they will. You don't know what God can do to this world. We're begotten by the Word of God. So let the Word be heard. There's a movement going on right now. You can feel it in the Spirit. He's calling as many as will. Come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto me and I'll show you the safe place. Come unto me and I'll let you hide in the cleft of the rock. Glory to God. We can be there. But you got a first warning. And he'll give it to you. Friends, I love all of you. And I pray for all of you. I pray for the lost more than anybody. But I pray for all the sick out there. It's afflicted. Because I know there's many tonight that feel so bad all the time. They got stuff wrong. I ask God to put a healing on you. First your soul and then your body. Because your soul is the first thing that needs to be you. And I love you and God bless you. If I get to come over here again. Sister Betty, I'll turn it back to you.
Praise the Lord. You enjoyed that good word. Thank God for everybody to come on here to help. And we're going to take prayer requests right now. Do you have any, Brother Miles?
Yeah, remember my brother-in-law, Freddie Lindley? He got diagnosed with that rheumatoid arthritis. He's got his knuckles are starting to get big knots on them. And his leg real bad. He can't hardly walk on it. Has this really hit him hard, and he's asking everybody at will to pray for him. God give him strength, you know, to keep going. They're faithful in church and all that, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to get around you that we find excuses. And he said, pray that he don't find no excuse, but he just keeps going for God. So pray for him, lift him up. Remember my mother, she's been doing, seemed like a lot better here lately, and I know it's the prayers of the saints. She's 93. And still going strong. Remember my sister Lisa. She still struggles with the loss of her son. That's nearly 2 years ago.
She still struggles and fights that every day. Remember, John David Gainey, my niece's son, he's in prison, that he'll have a heart transplant while he's in there. You know, God
yes.
takes out the stony heart, puts in the heart of flesh, and he needs it really bad. Mm-hmm. Remember my lost children, my lost grandchildren. I got grown grandchildren. I got several great-great-grandchildren. You know, so I ask y'all to remember them and ask God to bless them and to bring them into the family of God, because I don't want none of my people to leave this world undone. Remember, keep remembering Brother Don. God lift him up and give him strength and help him, give him that good rest. And remember the churches that are so cold anymore, you think you're going in a meat locker when you go to serve God there. Because
Amen.
People can't move up on God, he's not going to give us what we ask. We first got
right.
to give him, like we preached tonight, what he asked of us. If
yeah.
we give him that, I don't think there's nothing you can ask of God. Because my Bible said, you ask what you will in my name, and I will do it. That's the words
Amen.
Of Jesus. And I believe them words, people. But we got to have him to ask him anything. And I love you, and love you, Sister Betty. Ask God to bless you where you've been having all that sinus trouble. And bless Brother
yeah.
Billy and his family. I know he goes through a lot with that diabetes and all, but just pour out a blessing on their house, on them,
yeah.
Brother Whitney, that church, all the churches. I just ask everybody to be in much
mm-hmm.
prayer for them, because we need it today. We need churches that's on fire, because people don't go
yeah.
to warm their soul where there's not no fire. And that fire starts with you, people. Each one of you sitting in them pews, the fire starts there. Praising God's how you get it lit. And just ask
Amen.
God to move in the hearts of everybody, that we'd be more like Jesus and a whole lot less like us. Now, look,
yes,
remember
Ann Hagen? She's got several requests here. She said pray for her niece, Gail, her nephew, Charles, and her nephew, Paul. All three of them have cancer. They need miracles. Pray for her daughter, Melissa, that's needing a miracle. If God don't give her a miracle, she won't be around very much longer. So remember her. Her name's Melissa. Remember a woman that needs deliverance from alcohol. It's ruining her marriage. And remember the Bradley family that lost a loved one last week. Remember Brother Willie and his family and Barnelfo Gospel and all of his family over in Mexico, that God will save them.
Amen.
And he's got a sister that's needing healing over there. And remember all the ones that Brother James just mentioned. Let's pray for Amy Helm. She's been in severe pain. Sherry Warnock had major back surgery on the 15th and needing God to move for her. And Rachel Roberts had a baby at 25 weeks. She was in 25 weeks into it. And the baby weighed 1 pound, 10 ounces when it, or 13 ounces when it was born. I think it weighs 1 pound. Well, it's just right under 2 pounds now. So just remember the baby. It had a surgery the other day. I don't know what kind of surgery, but the baby's needing a miracle. So remember Rachel and the baby and her husband. Remember the Winkler family. Ray Winkler said to pray for him and his family. And there's many, many more out here. The ones on Facebook. If you have any prayer requests, just put them in the comments below and we'll pray over them. And we'll remember all your family that need to be saved and all that. We have many, many family members that need the Lord in my family, so just lift my family up to God, and I'll be lifting yours up to God. Pray for all the ones in the nursing homes, the prisons, the hospitals. Pray for all the ones that are sick right now. We know that God's able to heal them. I've seen too many healings not to believe that God, you know, can reach down and meet any need that anybody has. So We're just going to all go to the Lord in prayer and believe for everybody's needs. And Brother James, go ahead and lead us in prayer there, and we'll pray over these prayer requests.
Father God, we come and before your mighty throne. We come in Jesus' name tonight. Praying these requests, making them known to you, Father. Dear God, we ask you tonight, Lord, that you would cover that baby up there, Lord, that you touch that little one, Lord, and bring a strong life into it. Bring healing over that little child, Father.
Listeners that don't know you, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus.
Now that baby has never known sin. And I ask you to put your presence upon them, Father. Lord, I ask you to move on Brother Savior. Move on Brother Don. Give him strength, dear God. Lord, I ask you to move on Brady Lindley. Touch him, dear God. Lord, from that old Ross Braddis.
Work so hard for you, Lord. Just give him the strength that he needs. Protect him in his body, God. And just give him the strength that he needs. Keep going
for you, Lord.
God,
I ask you, Lord, to share this word out, God. Maybe there's people that hear it. Lord, I ask you that woman that said you had a problem with alcohol. Maybe you're
out there, Lord,
that need a strength by turning to you, laying in the sign to get a hold of Jesus. And Lord, it'll leave her.
Lord, you have people, Lord, that need your miracle.
It didn't come to you, Lord. Lord, I pray for the ones in the hospitals, in the nursing homes, Lord, that the healing of God come up right through them and set free those who are sick. Those that have a glory to God
can't be every area of this body, God. You created this problem, Lord, and you created this problem, God.
But he said, it's not my will. He said, it's my will that you...
For they need to be. God, we pray that you'll get a hold of them in the name of Jesus and that you will turn them around in the right direction in the name of Jesus.
Brother Willie and his family, God, pray that you will,
in the name of Jesus,
what you can do. God, we pray that
all the churches, Lord, that are lifting you up. God, we just pray that we can do what you have them to do. They will be in your will.
Lord,
stay in your will.
Lord, forgive us and to heal our land.
Seek your face,
Lord, let
Lord,
us come humbly before the throne of grace. The Lord is the only way we'll receive anything from you.
Pray, God,
is to come to
your
place.
Lord,
be with all these people,
just
God,
let them turn from your wicked ways, Lord, and let them turn everything over to
you,
Lord.
You
said,
God, I ask you
whatever
to make yourself
in your name, God, that you would sit more asking you, Lord, to just turn people around that are backslidden, Lord. Let them come back around to you in the name of Jesus. And we give praise to you, glory, God, for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to touch your feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to strengthen her body, Lord. Touch her heart, every area of her body
that
needs to be touched. Touch her body, Lord.
You're
able to heal that body, Lord. That's the heart.
God, I don't come shamefacedly, but I come looking up to the face of God. I want to see you, Lord. I want to know you.
Lord, that's bound by alcohol.
I feel you, God, sir.
Glory to
God. Lord, I know that you're not.
Her, in the name of Jesus, and for her to be set free and saved and delivered, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that her marriage would be restored. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, I
God,
know
we pray
that if you save me from
that
brain,
the cancer,
that disease,
nothing's too hard for you, Lord. And we're
God,
asking you to take those spirits of cancer out of the body, out of the root, God, in the name of Jesus. Fry it up in the bones, in the name of Jesus. Give them a miracle. This daughter that needs a miracle, God. Touch Melissa, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch Ann, Lord. Give her strength that she cares for. In the name of Jesus.
No,
Billy and Willie and their families, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray.
Glory, fire, bring
praise and
glory,
God. You can touch all of our families out there in need.
To bring glory,
Lord, just let them call upon your name before
that they might
thank you, God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost and with fire, and we'll give you praise and glory, God.
Ask you to fill my soul that have never received your sweet spirit. At the Holy
praise
Ghost, come
Lord,
inside
praise
and strengthen
God.
Him with your power.
Lord,
we ask
you've already
Jesus,
done what you've been here tonight.
Lord, I know that you've done wonders. I believe people have been touched. I don't
thank
take
you,
no glory for it, Lord.
Praise
I only
the Holy
do
name.
What you let me.
Thank
it's your
you,
name
Jesus.
We pray. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory to God.
Praise God. We're going to have Kim to come around and sing a few songs for us, and then if we have any more time, we'll have Brother Miles to say a few more words. If we don't, we'll see you next week from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. So we've got about 10 minutes left, I see, or about 9 minutes. So we're going to have Kim come around and sing a few songs, and then if there's any time, Brother Miles can come back. It's worse.
Give me your hand, let's agree together that all of our enemies will crumble at our feet. Oh, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Satan has to flee. We saw the power in the name of Jesus. We saw the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan raises, we cannot be defeated. He's of the power in the name of the Lord. For many years now, they just tried to stop us. But the Church of Jesus is still alive. And like a mighty army, we keep marching onward, winning every battle. There's the Lord by our side. We felt the power in the name of Jesus. We felt the power in the name of the Lord. Those Satan raging, we cannot be defeated. He's of the power in the name of the Lord. He's of the power in the name of Jesus. We stop the power in the name of the Lord. Don't say the grace, we cannot be defeated. We stop the power in the name of the Lord. We stop the power in the name of Jesus. We stop the power in the name of the Lord. Those sacred races, we cannot be defeated. We stop the power in the name of the Lord. We stop the power
in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's
right. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I'm on the digital program to James out there. He likes this song. You know how it feels.
Do you know how it feels? You know about the commitment and the still small voice that you just keep expecting. You know how it feels?
the deep troubled inside, the thing just for you. On a cross, someone died. Do you know how it feels when he goes to surrender? Has he been washed away, never to be remembered? And oh, that is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does he feel to know you're a child of the King? Heavenly Father, owns everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melting and tears start flowing the moment you melt it? Do you know what happened? You know you've been changed, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels whether you're wrong? You still get a feeling if you're not at home. Knowing heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel at all? Turns on a game. Heavenly Father owns everything. How does it feel to know you are love by the one who created the stars up above? How does it feel to know you're alright? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Ain't it good to know how it feels?
Thank you, Jesus. We've got about 3 minutes left, so, brother, you got anything else to say?
I was just thinking, there's so many out there that really don't know how it feels.
Amen.
Everything in your soul, everything in your life, everything in your future has been taken care of when you lay your head down at night. Glory to God to know
Amen.
That you're right, the one that created it all. To know that yes. you're right and eternity is yours. Glory to God. And you can
Thank
feel that
you.
Tonight. Hallelujah. If you've never felt that, you get down. And when you get up
Amen.
Tonight, that song right there means something to you. Because now
right.
you'll know how it feels. Glory to God. To know the one, hallelujah, that loved you so much that it sent his son to die. Glory to God has made everything in your life new. Praise God.
Yes.
You know what?
Amen.
It feels so good to know that God is with
yes.
you. He's on your side. Ain't a battle come
Amen.
That you're not going to win because it's real. And you know how that feels. That
yes. Hallelujah.
You serve a loving God that is so real. Just like a song. Feel like everything been rearranged because you see everything different. You see it
yes.
through God's
yes.
eyes. You see love for people that you used didn't like. Maybe somebody done you wrong. Find yourself down on your knees at night crying out to God for them that they'll change their hearts and come to know him. Praise God. I know how that feels, folks. I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, didn't know why somebody come to your mind. Fall down and go to praying. And glory to God, be a
Amen.
Few days. You hear about them being in church, got saved. Maybe they got
yeah.
healed. Whatever it was. But you know how it feels to feel God get a hold of you and you get a hold
Amen.
Of God for somebody. You'll know how that feels. And it'll be something that you'll want to tell everybody you meet just how
yes.
it feels inside you to know that God has your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life and no one, no one can ever take it out. Praise God, it's there forever and heaven's where you'll be forever. I know how that feels. That's the reason I preach, like I preach, and try to bring it so straight, because there's not time to play around no more. I want everybody
Amen.
To know what it feels to feel the love of God in their life. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. See that we just have about 10 left, so we're going to say good night. We love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Share this out and like it, please, and let the gospel get on out farther. And we'll see you next week, next Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, USA Eastern Standard Time. So we're just going to say good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless. Love all of you.
God bless. We love everybody.